Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. A recent study from the Bureau of Justice Statistics found that within 5 years, about three-quarters of released prisoners were re-arrested. Inmates face a myriad of difficulties once they come out of prison, not the least of which is trying to find a job. A collection of art created by South Dakota inmates is now on exhibit at the Aberdeen Recreation and Culture Center. The exhibit is aimed at starting a conversation about how to reduce the rate of recidivism. A formal reception takes place on Thursday evening. The exhibition is Revealing the Inner Inmate, Expressions of Art and Poetry from Inmates of the South Dakota Prisons. It's coordinated by Lawrence Diggs, who joins us on the line from the ARC. And Lawrence, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you so much, Carl.
Well, what led to the creation of this exhibit?
Well, we're having a conversation, Lois Beckner and I, and she's art director and curator for the gallery here at the Aberdeen Recreation and Cultural Center, about a poetry group that I lead over at the prison. And we were talking about some of the art and, you know, what goes on in the prison. And she said, you know, it would be great if we could get some of their art here and in the gallery. So I took that idea back to the inmates that I interact with. And they were really excited about the idea, and so it just kind of grew from there. And it started out at the prison facility in Sioux Falls, and then once, you know, sort of the prison network got it that we were doing it, and we got some inquiries from Springfield, and then so I thought, well, if we do both of these, we should not leave out the women's prison, because they often get left out of these things. And so between that and then, you know, the word got out to the prison, the federal prison in Yankton, and we got some feedback from them. And so pretty soon we had this exhibit, and it's just an incredible exhibit.
How many inmates then contributed work?
Oh, I think we counted something like 20-some the other day. I forget the number. But we have about 100 entries, and we probably would get more, and yes, you know, but that was about as much as we could, you know. It's chock-a-block on the walls.
Yeah. So give us an idea of the scope of work that's in this exhibition.
Well, I would say it has a very wide range. Everything from kind of greeting cards that people like hand make those greeting cards to Braille. The art, the Pheasant Industries over at the prison in Sioux Falls, they do the Braille books for lots of entities, and they do art to go in those books. And so when they heard about it, they were really, you know, interested in being a part of it. And so we have basically an art exhibit for the blind that those guys created. We also have quite a bit of painting. Different people have painted colored pencils. We have a lot of beadwork. In fact, we have one beadwork, very large piece, that has something just shy of 400,000 beads in it. It's just an incredible piece just to see it on the wall there. We have other things like sculptures and clocks. We have one small sculpture that's made with toothpicks, and we have one that's small pieces of wood that's cut with a nail clipper. So we have a very wide range, and we have even poetry, quite a bit of poetry from the poetry group that I work with. So it's quite a wide range of artwork.
From seeing this art, looking at this art, and from your work, Lawrence, with the poetry group in the prison, what do you think that art does for the inmates, for people in prison?
Well, I think that it gives them an outlet to express ideas and feelings that they have. You know, I mean, both of us are kind of wordsmiths in that we make a living and we, you know, are used to using words to express ideas. And many people think that there's this real big power in expression in words. But one thing I've learned as being a wordsmith is how much you cannot say with words, how much is left uncommunicated. And it's quite uncommunicatable in words, because words require that we both attach the meaning, same meaning, to the symbol, being the word. So a lot of times people have ideas and feelings that they don't have words for, or even if they do, they're not sure or don't know if other people attach the same meaning to those words. And those feelings can get really pent up inside. And sometimes we can express those feelings in artwork. And so I think, one, it gives people an outlet for at least the attempt to express that feeling or idea. And even in the attempt, they get to work out some feeling. So that's very important as a contemplative connection with the art. The other thing is it allows them to find value when they're able to create something of beauty or something of interest, even if it's just for themselves and maybe their cellmate or just a few people can see it. It allows them to have one little thing that says, you know, I have value. And that's so important to people whose humanity is called into question because of the, you know, situation you're living in a prison, which in some ways you have to become a little bit dehumanized as a coping mechanism. So having that art to connect yourself back to something of beauty, something that you create, some extension to you, it validates you in a big way, and it also makes it possible for you to show others that you have value. So I think it serves a tremendous purpose.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Lawrence Diggs, who coordinated a new exhibit at the ARC, the Aberdeen Recreation and Culture Center. It's called Revealing the Inner Inmate, Expressions of Art and Poetry from Inmates in South Dakota Prisons. And Lawrence, you're just talking about what the art means to the inmates, to the people that created it, and you touched on a little bit of, you know, they're showing themselves to the people that come to see this exhibit. I'm wondering what it is you hope that viewers, people that go to this exhibit, that what you hope that they'll come away with, what they'll understand about the people that created this art?
That's a very good question, Carl. I think one of the things that all of us can benefit from by just looking at the art is to remind ourselves that none of us are all good and none of us are all bad. In the worst of people, there's something good, and in the best of people, there's some little quirk that doesn't quite fit with the rest of the general population. Seeing the art reminds us, or at least I hope it will remind people of that. And in that, I'm hoping to use that to start a conversation about what do we do, what can each of us do to help the people who are inmates now but will be released, and many of them will be released. How do we help them to decompensate from that prison environment and matriculate or come into the general population? How do we help them adjust? It's a big adjustment. These people often get out with $50, nobody that they know that's family or friends. They're on their own with $50. That can be depressing by itself. And if you take that, and even in the best of circumstances, there are times when we get down. We're not always, you know, sort of full of energy and optimism. And when that happens, people can go into self-medication, and that goes to drugs and alcohol. Well, that's the road to perdition. So we need to figure out as a society, what can we do to sort of slant the table so that they're slide in the direction of success as opposed to the direction of failure. And so I'm hoping to use this occasion of the formal reception Thursday, about 6:30 we're going to get started, to open a conversation with the general population, the people who are just you and I, and any people who see themselves as leaders to come and let's start to have a conversation about what each of us can do, not what the other guy can do, not what the government needs to do, but what can I do, and what can me and my friends, or maybe my church or our reading group, what could we do to help these people to readjust from a rather dehumanizing environment back into being productive valued members of our society.
Do you think this is an issue that isn't really discussed all that much?
I think that we don't know how to discuss it, and that's why we haven't. And, I mean, I don't say that no one's discussed it, because certainly people have, but it hasn't become part of the general discussion in the general population, and it needs to be, because it's something that affects us all. We can say that we don't care about those people because they were prisoners, they shouldn't have committed that crime, and it's easy for us to write them off. But what we have to recognize is when those people fail, they're likely to hurt somebody along the way, and that somebody might be you or I. So the more we can do to help them succeed, the more we help ourselves. So we haven't been discussing it, but we need to discuss it. And part of the reason is because it's easy for us, Carl, to say the government or some leaders should handle it, or the police department or the courts. But those people are not really, that's not really their job. They're not set up to do it. We can assign them that responsibility, but they don't often have the resources to do it. Also, those people may not have answers, because no one individual probably has the answer. No one department may have the answers. But I believe that if we crowdsource a solution, if we all look for a solution together, we're much more likely to find at least some of the answers, even if not all, than any one particular group or one particular person. So it's all of our interest. It's in all of our interest to solve this problem. So I'd like to enlist all the people I can into looking for an answer.
Lawrence Diggs is coordinator of the exhibit Revealing the Inner Inmate, Expressions of Art and Poetry from Inmates in South Dakota Prisons. It's at the Aberdeen Recreation and Culture Center through the middle of April. A formal reception again takes place on Thursday from 6:30 to 9. Reception will include presentations and discussions about how the public might help lower the recidivism rate in South Dakota. And Lawrence, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you so much.